now a review of one of the movies we were just talking about. Les Miserables has been one of the most popular theatrical musicals, with 60 million tickets sold in 42 countries. Producers of the movie version are hoping to attract many of those fans, and film critic Kenneth Turan says they should not be too worried about that.
The people who put Les Miserables on screen dreamed a mighty dream. They dreamed of filming the musical in a way that had not been done before, in a way that would enhance the emotion of what was already a hugely emotional piece. And they've succeeded. Director Tom Hooper, in his first film since The King's Speech, hired the most convincing actors he could find, actors who invest in these characters, heart and soul. That starts at the top, with Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean, a convict in 1815 France, about to be released by Javert, the cold-hearted representative of the law, played by Russell Crowe.
Now, prisoner 24601, your time is up and your parole's begun. You know what that means.
Yes, it means I'm free.
Traditionally, the singing you hear in a musical gets recorded in a studio weeks before the film was shot. Director Hooper decided to change that. He insisted that all Les Mis' singing be recorded live on the set. That allows the actors to bring the rich emotion of their entire performances to celebrated songs like Anne Hathaway's show-stopping I Dreamed a Dream.
I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Oh, life has killed.
The romantic part of Les Mis' plot kicks in several years later, when the beautiful Cosette, played by Amanda Seyfried, catches the eye of passionate young Marius, played by Eddie Redmayne.
Heart full of love, no fear, no regret.
My name is Marius Pontmercy.
And mine's Cosette.
Will love conquer all? Do you even have to ask? Because it is so shameless and so popular, Les Miserables is tailor-made for mockery. But this movie musical delivers when it counts. You can walk into the theater as an agnostic, but you just might leave singing with the choir.
That's film critic Kenneth Turan. You can hear him here on Morning Edition. He also reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times. NPR News.